everyone. Thank you for listening. This is the Codependent Perfectionist Podcast. I'm Alana Carvalho, and today we're going to be talking about spirituality. So some of you may have listened to several episodes back. I talked about trust and faith. I mentioned that I'm a spiritual therapist, and it's actually a really important part of my work. And I'm going to be talking more at the end about a group that I'm actually forming for therapists who are also interested in having spirituality be an important part of their work as well. And why this feels so important to me, you know, I often think about what kind of helps our clients in so many ways. And there's a lot of pieces of therapy that are extremely helpful, some of which is gaining tools and implementing those into our lives. And I think that that's probably one of the, you know, the big pieces of it. But I also do believe that spirituality has such an important piece in our therapeutic work if we're open to that. You know, some of my clients aren't, and that's okay. And we make it work anyway. And they make jokes when I, you know, bring in my spirituality. But I do think that there's something extremely healing about spirituality and having that as one, as a part of one's life. And people often ask, okay, so what actually is spirituality? And to me, spirituality is kind of this knowing or feeling or believing that there's something just greater than ourselves that exists in the world, that there's some orderliness to it in a way. And why that feels so deeply important to me is that knowing that everything that's happening, in a sense, that there's something greater to it, can relieve a lot of anxiety for many of us who feel so fearful about so many different parts of our lives. And you know, for us codependents and perfectionists, we often worry about, you know, other people and their journeys. We worry about not being good enough. We worry about things going wrong. And it's interesting because when we have a spiritual understanding, none of that actually makes sense, because when we know that there's something bigger than us that's operating in this world, we can kind of give up this desire to control everything, right? And instead, we can allow ourselves to feel the safety that somebody else has this for us. And, you know, of course, both codependency and perfectionism are big pieces in, have big pieces that have to do with control, right? We want to control. We want to control the outcomes of things. We want to control how we're seen. We want to control how other people feel, how we feel. And we don't allow ourselves to kind of trust in the greater picture of things. And for me, I guess I just can't imagine my own therapeutic journey not having such a big element of spirituality being a part of it, because it really has allowed me to, and it's not to say, I mean, you guys know, I share with you everything I talk about are things that, you know, I have, and continue to in my humanity struggle with in different ways, right? But the having the spiritual piece allows me to trust that all of the different things that have either gone on in my life or continue to are operating for a greater reason. And a lot of times, you know, people get very frustrated with that concept because it can feel very flippant. And I don't mean that flippantly at all. I think that it's actually a very, it's a very deeply grounding concept for me, because it allows me to go, okay, I don't have this. You've got this though. And thank you for that, right? That it's not about me trying to control something, but it's that the universe already knows what the plan is. And it's really just up to me to then figure out how I can go about continuing to, you know, make decisions and move forward in my life in trust that whatever is meant to work out is how it's meant to work out. So one of the things my mentor would always say to me, which has been really impactful in my own, you know, prayer and spiritual journey is even when praying, right? Like what she would say is she never prayed for anything specific to happen in a sense, because according to her spiritual beliefs, that didn't really make sense to do that. Instead, what she would say is, I pray that exactly what's meant to happen will happen. And I trust that you have this. And what I find to be so beautiful about that is it's not saying I know the right way. And for me, that's been such a difficult thing. I mean, all of us think we kind of know what the right thing is, right? Like what we need, what we should have. And what I've really come to learn in my own life is that like, I don't really have the answer to that. I think I know. I think I know what is best, but I actually don't know what's best. And what's a way better way about going about things and much more grounded and calm and less filled of anxiety is to say, you know better than me, you know? So oftentimes even in prayer saying, this or better, right? Because it's funny, even some of our prayers can be really small for ourselves. You know, our dreams and what we want to happen can be much smaller than what is actually meant for us to happen. And so we can, in that way, we're kind of asking for something that might not be even as good as something that we could be receiving, right? So to me, it's really lovely to acknowledge to God, the universe, to say like, you've got this, just show me the way. And this or better, right? And I can't even tell you the amount of times in my life that I have been guided in that in a way where, because I allowed myself to trust that, although I think I know what's right for me, that the universe knows better, and just show it to me, and I'll move with it. To me, it's really saying like, I trust you. I trust you, universe. I trust you, God, higher power. And I'm willing to receive what you know is best for me. And of course, sometimes those are things that are really painful and difficult. And I don't feel that any of that should or can be taken lightly. You know, sometimes that's where our spiritual bypassing comes in, where we'll say something like, well, it was meant to happen, so... You know, there's no reason to feel sad or upset or angry about it. No, we're still allowed to, we're still human, right? We're still allowed to have feelings about things. And it makes sense that when painful things happen in our life, that we would acknowledge that and still have to move through it in a way that is painful and difficult. It doesn't mean that we just don't have feelings anymore. And I think a lot of people can use spirituality as a means to not have to feel and just be in their heads about things, you know, trying to make sense of it and understand it. And to me, it's not always about making sense of things. You know, some things that have happened, I haven't understood the meaning or, you know, reasoning for it for years later or not even at all, you know? But I just trust that it was for my growth in some capacity, right? And for those of you who, you know, deal with a lot of anxiety, to me, this can be so deeply healing, and why I say it's such an important part of the healing journey, because in so many ways, you know, our anxiety, we can't logically move through it. That, you know, sometimes that's helpful. We can, you know, look at facts and statistics, and that can help ease our anxiety, of course. But when we can have like this trust in this greater thing than ourselves that's guiding all of us in our life, to me, that's like the ultimate in anxiety reduction. You know, and it's not always so easy to get there. Sometimes it takes a lot of prayer, a lot of meditation, a lot of therapy sessions, you know, but eventually we can move ourselves to a place of saying, it's not for me to figure out. It's not for me to control. You've got this and I trust you. And I do believe you'll find that the universe responds really well when you show trust in that way and you acknowledge that you don't need to control it. And there's just such a sense of peace that can come along with that. So I feel like I could talk about this for so long. So I hope that those of you who are listening, I know there's therapists that listen to this show. And for those of you really looking to bring this type of work into the healing process with your own clients, please reach out to me to find out more about the Spiritually Attuned Therapist Online Community that I'm doing. We have some early bird rates before September 15th. So please reach out soon. And you could find out more information from contacting me, Alana, A-L-A-N-A, at alanacarvalho.com. And Carvalho is spelled C-A-R-V-A-L-H-O. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope that that's helpful. And I hope it shifts a bit how you think about or speak to your higher power. Thank you.